see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. Yes, this is the second show. Had a very good response from the first show. I think everybody's going to like this show, as they do my other shows. They seem to really enjoy them and look forward to them. And I try to get them out there as fast as I can for you. And I'm thinking of you as I do these shows. I know how it is to wait for something that you really want to hear. And I try to get it out there as quick as I can for you. I wanted to just make a mention that my SSL certificate on my site expired, and they never had written me and said, do you want to renew it or anything like that? They just let it expire. So it's just going to take a couple of days until it gets returned. But the message that you get is a message. See, they hold us hostage. If you don't pay for this SSL certificate, they'll say your site is unsafe and you really shouldn't advance forward, and if makes people afraid. But see, all it is really that they're holding everybody hostage, and they want that money every year. Cost me $39.95 to just have that certificate for a year, so that they don't give you the message that you're in danger if you go forward onto his site. Oh my God, you could, what could happen? So anyway, that'll be fixed. I'm just, you know, it's just incredible. They hold us hostage in so many ways in this world. You know, I talked about that before with the Jews and intelligence agencies, which are all lopped up with Jews, create viruses so that you have to have virus protection software. And the only real purpose of it is, well, there's two purposes. One is to steal your money. And the second purpose is it allows them to know what every single file is on your computer. Nice little game, isn't it? Well, I'm going to tell you, I have been doing some research, and it's nice to be able to get back to. I'm reading the Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and I'll be reading several things. I was just looking into the pawns in the game too. And don't miss tomorrow's Saxon's Creed. We will continue on the Isaiah, but tomorrow will not be about Isaiah. It's going to be about something that's going to really connect the dots. Something I found because of William Guy Carr. So why don't we delve in where we started off last week. Remember, we were talking about the different types of agents. And masks were the last things. Now, we're on to covers. Speaking of agents, some beginners who have just started into studying the world order question why the Illuminati would use, why the Jews. Remember that anytime they say the Illuminati, it means the Jews. Simply, I mean, it's just that simple. This is a little game. So you must be able to read between the lines. You have to understand that the fellow that wrote this, Fritz Springmeier, it was his purpose to, he was one of the many sent out to do this, to pretend that it's not the Jews, and but still teach you a lot of important things. So you have to be able to read between the lines. Remember, I've said before, no matter who you hear in the truth movement or telling you that something's the truth, you have to be able to derive the truth out of it. You have to be able to read between the lines. So it says here, and we're in a document, in case you wanted to know, it's called One of the Greatest Deceptions of All Time, Disney, the Disney Bloodline. Some beginners who have just started into studying the world order question, why the Jews would use legitimate religious covers. Why would the Jews want to create a slave who is an evangelist? Why? Well, I know the reason why. He says, because those new converts will go to some establishment church where other program multiples and in leadership positions will demand obedience. Yes, one of the things I do remember, let me say this now. When you're in a church, they somehow tell you that you need to be under the leadership, or there was a better word for this, of a man. You must be under his lead, or whatever you want to call it. I know what the word is. It's just not coming to my... but you know what I'm talking about if you've ever been in these churches. You have to be under some, you know, some man in this church is going to guide you and run you and control you, so to speak. You know what I mean? You need to be under his tutorship or his tutelage or his... You need to be obedient to him. So because these new converts will go to some established church where other program multiples in leadership positions will demand obedience, because the evangelist or missionary and bishop or pastor are controlled puppets, the convert will never get the full truth, just enough truth to keep him working hard for their organization. Even though the convert got God in my life, quote unquote, the Jews never lose control over him. He keeps using the word Illuminati. Remember, I'm going to just change that to the Jews because that's who it is. The Christians have as much vested interest in preventing the exposure of the Jews program multiples who are in the big name, who are the big name Christian ministers running Christendom as the Jews have. Imagine what would happen if the world found out that most of Christianity was run by the human sacrificing slave market Jews, slave making Jews. See, that's what we've discovered. Isn't that true? Let me just point this out. What he just said there is that most of Christendom are controlled by these Jews. Now, is that true? Let's find out if that's true. Judeo-Christianity. Need I say any more? How about the Catholic Church? How about the pretense Christian Freemasonry? How about all the Protestant churches and all those, and the Hagies of the world and all this stuff, right? Remember that I told you that John Van Imp, or whatever his name is, whatever that pastor was, his name is Van Imp. I can't remember his first name. It could be John. Anyway, imagine a pastor's name being Van Impy. You know what an imp is? I mean, you know, this is just amazing stuff. Anyway, you want me to tell you what an imp is? Let's briefly just look it up, I suppose. A small, mischievous devil or sprite. Synonyms: demon, little devil, devil, fiend. Let's see. And more. Let's see what else it says. Hobgoblin, goblin, elf, sprite, puck, archaic bugbear, rare, cacodemon. That's a different one. Cacodemon. C-A-C-O demon. Tell me, folks, would Father have a pastor named Hoggard? Or would he have a pastor named Imp, Van Imp? Now, he puts an E on the end of it, I believe, right? To, of course, you know, try to change the dynamic. But you get the idea, right? And so my point about that whole thing was they had all said, these Protestant ministers all over the world, including your Dr. Schuller, who gave his Crystal Cathedral back to the Catholic Church, or not back, but gave it to the Catholic Church. They're all, have all gone back to the Catechism and the Pope. In case you don't know that. Van Imp said it himself, and they really all have ascribed back to it. So I thought that would be interesting to you. Let's see. So he says, this is one of the sad effects of infiltration. Perhaps the subject of covers can be explained from another angle. The reader knows that the elite like monopolies. They play Monopoly for real. For U.S., it's only a board game for people in the U.S. To establish a monopoly, you need to find a good product that everybody wants or needs. And then you eliminate the competition by either destroying them or owning the competition yourself. In the U.S., the Jews can't have a one religion monopoly. So isn't that interesting? In Russia, they had communism with Marx and Lenin as the father god and Gon, the sun figure. The sun, S-O-N figure. Communism had a monopoly on worship. In the U.S., they have established a monopoly by controlling all various religious groups. This author, who is Fritz Springmeier, or Victor Shore, this author wrote an 800-page, heavily documented book, Be Wise as Serpents, to show the details of how this is done. Now, I've read three-quarters of this book, and I really need to finish it. And so hopefully in the near future I'll get to, and maybe I'll share some of it with you. It's chock full of very interesting information. It's not a matter of what they teach, he says. It's a matter of control, so that the elite have a monopoly. And when you, as a mover and shaker in the world, control all these various religions via money, blackmail, and program multiples under your leadership, etc., which religion would you pick to emphasize the most? You will pick the one that sells best, i.e. the best product. And which brand of Christianity will sell the best? The televised charismatic brand will sell the best. Covers that slaves use to explain what they do in life are almost always legitimate. Very interesting, huh? A missionary, a military officer, a salesperson, etc., will usually actually do their cover job most of the time. Their cover is their occupation. Their service as a mind control slave is almost an unwitting avocation. organizations are used as covers. The Jews use military, social, intelligence, education, banking, and other organizations as covers. Get that again. The Jews, he likes to say Illuminati, but let's keep it real. The Jews use military. Do they control our military? Do they pay them? Aren't they their mercenary military? How about social? Do they control the social? How about Kikebook and Twitter and all the rest of them? YouTube, Joogle. They use the military, the social, intelligence. Do they own the intelligence? Do they control MI6 and MI5 and the CIA, etc., etc., and the Mossad, etc., etc.? How about education? Are the Jews controlling Harvard right now and probably most of the other universities across this country? Yes. How about banking? Do you think they're involved in banking? Could they be? Geez, I would say yes would be those things. And he says, and other organizations as covers. Mariah's front organizations, such as the CIA, in turn use other organizations. Here's just a sampling of CIA fronts to show the variety of fronts used. Okay, now I would say Neshab. Pay attention, please. Prick up your ears like a German shepherd. Asia Foundation was an academic organization created by the CIA. Castle Bank and Trust has been a bank in the Caribbean that is a CIA front. Forum World Features has been a front created for the CIA propaganda purposes and based in London, UK. Geschichter Foundation for Medical Research, as well as the Josiah Macy Foundation, was used as an intelligence front to launder money used for mind control. Air Sea Forwarders, Inc. was the legal corporation name of a CIA front in North Hollywood, California. The company was involved in moving freight. In the last few years, this corporation sued E-Systems, the company which builds the CIA and the New World Order's electronic systems, such as their communication satellites. In court, the company proved that it was a CIA front in spite of CIA denials. You know that as Jews are the biggest liars in the world, and of course the Sicilian fellow told you about how the Sicilians are the greatest liars in the world. Well, these Jews and mind-controlled, programmed zombies of these Jewish intelligence agencies lie all the time, too. You see, the company proved that it was a CIA front in spite of CIA denials. In other words, lies. As this chapter provides information of some of the Jewish intelligence connections to Hollywood, which is also controlled by Jews, I mean, this is just incredible, folks. Bear in mind that the CIA front was proven in court to be a CIA front in Hollywood. So in other words, despite all the liars in the CIA, it was proved that it was. A feat that rarely occurs, he says. An introduction, A. For years, I've heard many Americans say that something is terribly wrong in this country, that things are going to pot, quote unquote. And yet Americans can't put their finger on exactly what is wrong. How many times have we heard that? Hello? When I first began to receive reports from victims of Jewish mind control about Disney's involvement in their mind control, I kept an open ear, but I wanted some tangible proof. After investigating for myself, there is now no doubt in my mind that Disney, the man, the movies, and the entertainment parks, has been a major contributor to the demise of America. While maintaining... Who runs Disney today? Oh, the Jews again? Nah, couldn't be. Couldn't be, could it? And what was Walt Disney? a 33-degree Mason. Nah, couldn't be. Okay. So it's been a major contributor to the demise of America while maintaining a very well-constructed front of wholesomeness, wouldn't you say? In this chapter, you will learn why Disney is one of the best deceptions of the Jews. This author has read a good portion of what is available to the public concerning Disney. This expose is undoubtedly the deepest on Disney that has ever been done. Perhaps part of my motivation, the article continues, is that I've tired of Christians talking and acting like Disney stands for sainthood. Christians, who should have known better, are some of the ones who have swallowed hook, line, and sinker the enormous deception that entails Disney. Let me say something about that. While they would look at something that we would say as truth tellers, and they would strain at a gnat, when these Jews put forth these things, they swallow the whole camel, hook, line, and sinker. You get it? Back to the article. They feed their children a steady diet of occultism and witchcraft because they have been programmed to think of Disney as wholesomeness and everything that is good about America. Many writers over the past years have tried to expose Disney. Most have been stopped before they could get their books published. The few authors who have managed to have faced vicious attacks on their character and integrity and have faced enormous struggles against public relation campaigns paid for by the Disneys. The Disney's power and the power behind them has frightened most people away from challenging them, but someone needs to speak on behalf of the victims. Whether anyone listens or not, the victims will know that somebody cared enough to stand up and write the truth. Disney has not only left mind control victims in its wake, but they have harassed landowners, stolen employees' ideas, and left all kinds of hurting victims in their path. Sounds like Ben Carson, doesn't it? Disney has risen to become the unquestionable largest media entertainment conglomerate in the world and was ranked company number 48 in the top 500 companies by Forbes 500. Now, this is back in the 90s. Keep that in mind, okay? Observations about how the Jews like to hide behind perfect fronts. There are numerous Jewish homes, restaurants, wineries. He says Illuminati homes, right? Restaurants, wineries, and other institutions that are today carrying out the same type of strict standards upon their employees that Walt Disney Studios maintained. While Hollywood was immersed in moral filth from the start, Walt Disney Studios had strict standards. In the 1930s, Disney had a dress code that required men in ties and women in sober colored skirts. If a man looked lecherously at a woman at Walt Disney Studios, he risked being instantly fired. Walt was a shining example of the strictest legalism. Even during the 50s, if an employee were caught saying anything considered a cuss word, such as hell, quote unquote, they were instantly fired no matter who they were. Walt would not allow his male employees to have any facial hair, even though he himself sported a mustache. Now listen to that, right? Let's read between that line. This is me commenting, right? Let's read between that line. Walt would not let his male employees have any facial hair. Now, we know the scriptures say that we should have a beard. I'm growing mine right now, because I'm trying to obey everything the best I can. So in other words, he made them disobey something Yahweh wanted, even though he himself sported a mustache, right? He never allowed employees to have alcohol at the studios, which might not be a noteworthy standard, except that Walt himself drank heavy amounts of alcohol in his private office at work for decades. Initially, Walt was very reluctant to have his young artists, who were being trained by Don Graham, draw live nude models, but reluctantly gave approval. Again, the motive was not to serve God, but to make sure that the Disney reputation remained untarnished. With the power of the establishment media behind Disney, Walt had nothing to worry about. News about the nude drawing classes and their detailed drawings never reached the light of day. Hello. And why? Who runs the media? Oh, no, you can't. No, it can't be the Jews again, can it? Oh, I know. It's the Arabs that control Hollywood. That's what the Jew-laden Alex Jones said. Behind such strict fronts of legalistic morals, cleanliness, and soberness, you will find lots of guilt and high-level satanic ritual. For instance, Hitler, who was also, by the way, a failed artist and who liked mechanical things more than people, so he says, obsessively washed his hands many times a day out of guilt. And so did Walt Disney. Walt obsessively washed his hands several times an hour, every hour. Walt liked animals and his trains more than people. Well, I happen to know that Hitler liked his dogs. And he loved his people. So I don't quite buy that, but that's okay. Back to the article. This author has seen some alter ego, who were forced to take another human's life. And when they relived the memory, the alters then tried to physically wash the blood guilt off their hands. Another example is that over the years, this author has discovered that many of the exclusive restaurants that are meticulous in every detail are tied in with mind control and criminal activities of the elite. Dirty money is keeping the places looking sparkling clean. Walt Disney worked very hard at maintaining a great image for himself and his company. An example of this is how he exploded in rage and wrote an angry memo when a Disney character was placed in a beer ad. Memo mentioned in Thomas Bob, Walt Disney and American Original, Hyperion, 1994, page 7. He had a personal image builder, Joe Reddy. Reddy. Are you ready? Remember Helen Reddy? She's a Jewess? Well, I think Joe Reddy, same spelling, R-E-D-D-Y, Reddy, hello. Are you ready? I think it's very possible that he was a Jew. He worked full-time to build Walt's image. Joe Reddy was a cigar-smoking, he was an Irishman. But was he really? Who loved the Catholic College Notre Dame's football team. He also was a publicity agent for Shirley Temple. That ought to tell you a lot. So he's right in there. And you see, he might be Irish, but there are Jewish Irishmen, aren't there? Aren't there? And he was an agent for Shirley Temple and dealing with all these Jews in Hollywood then, right? What does that tell you? Is he an Irishman? But the Disney deception entails far more than Joe Reddy's decades of image making and Walt's own abilities to create good images for himself. Just as with Billy Graham, see volume 2 about Billy Graham, the entire Illuminati or the entire Jews threw their weight behind promoting Walt Disney. So the entire Jewish media threw their entire weight behind promoting Walt Disney. Now, I told you that Ronald Reagan is a communist, and that his name was Red Ronnie. That's why they used him to take down the Cold War and bring in the War on Terror. Ronald Reagan and Walt Disney were good friends and both cut from the same die in many ways. Both men were high-ranking Freemasons. Both came from socialist backgrounds. Ronald's mother was Eleanor Roosevelt's best friend, hello. And Walt's dad was a socialist leader. Both were paid FBI informants, and both were involved heavily in the abuse of mind-controlled slaves. Walt always generously supported Reagan's political campaigns, and in return, Reagan did political favors for Walt as governor of California. Just, you know, now that I remember that Ronald Reagan was governor of California, what does that tell you about Ronald Reagan? The governors of California are some of the most scummy, filthy, dirty Jews that you can have, or communists, if they're not Jews. For instance, Disney's Mineral King Mountain Resort needed an access route through the Sequoia National Park at the time, when there was lots of congressional pressure to preserve the last strands of the redwoods. Governor Reagan got his friend Disney his road through the park. Reagan served as the MC for the opening day of Disneyland on July 17, 1990. He returned with the Jews' TV host Art Linkletter for the 35th anniversary. Ronald Reagan and Art Linkletter both pumped Disney publicity. Another slave abuser that spent time with Disney was Bob Hope. You ever see his nose? Who would spend time on the golf course with Walt. On the opening day's telecast, cameras showed Sammy Davis Jr., a member of the Church of Satan, and of course he converted to Judaism. Now, listen, what does that mean? If he's a member of the Church of Satan and he converted to Judaism, that would be two opposite religions, wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't. It would be the same religion, even though Judaism's not a religion. You see how this all works out? The world would look at it as, oh, he's a Jew now, a black Jew. But I don't believe they let the public know until after he died that he was a member of the Church of Satan by showing pictures of him and the Jew who created the Satanic Church, who's a Jew. Yes, he's a Jew. See what I'm saying? That's what it means to read between the lines. Sammy Davis Jr., a member of the Church of Satan and a convert to Judaism. Well, now you should be able to understand what that means. And Frank Sinatra, a mind control slave handler, driving the pint-sized Disney ears at the Utopia ride. When Disney celebrated its 50th year anniversary with a two-hour special on May 20th, 1991, the program included people like occultist Bill Campbell and was named the Best of Disney 50 Years of Magic. For the silver anniversary of Disney World in October 96, the Clintons were invited to help open the 15 months of celebrations. ladies and gentlemen, I can imagine what's going through your minds, or at least I hope I can imagine what's going through your minds. The theme of the anniversary celebrations was "Remember the Magic," quote unquote. A boys and girls club sang "When You Wish Upon a Star," as a popular programming song. Hillary Rodham Clinton, herself a Jewish grande dame and mind control programmer, shared with the audience that she and Bill first brought daughter Chelsea to the Magic Kingdom when she was 4, quote unquote. Roy E. Disney, nephew of Walt, told the public that Disney World, quote, is the story of men and women who hold of a dream that will never let go, who took hold of a dream that will never let go, unquote. Let me read that again. Disney World is the story of men and women who took hold of a dream and never let go. Fritz says there's a double meaning to that. I want to tell you what I think before even reading it. I always say to you, who gave you these dreams? Who told you you had the American dream? Who told you to follow your dreams and never stop following your dreams? You see, this is an example of what happens when you follow your dreams. You end up in the devil's lap. So let's see what he says. There is a double meaning to that. To what? Disney World is a story of men and women who took hold of a dream and never let go. So he says there's a double meaning to that. Many victims of trauma-based mind control have taken hold of the illusions that were programmed into their mind secretly at Disney and never let go. Among the visitors to Disneyland have been all the American presidents from Eisenhower to Clinton. Can you read between those lines? Over a dozen kings and queens, as well as Emperor Akihito of Japan, Anwar Sadat, and Robert Kennedy, who rode the Matterhorn with astronaut John Glenn. Kennedy has Jewish blood. John Glenn is a Freemason, high-ranking Freemason. Do birds of a feather flock together? That's my words, right? I'm asking you that question. Do birds of a feather flock together? Yes, they do. Both Denmark's and Belgium's kings, who are in the Illuminati, visited, as well as the dictators of Indonesia, the Shah of Iran, and Suseesu of Romania. A side note, Roy E. Disney was forewarned by Arab leader of the Shah. Oh, he was forewarned by, there's a typo here, an Arab leader that the Shah was to be deposed. Organizations that have been actively working for a Jew world order for many years gave big awards to Walt in his early years, such as the B'nai B'rith Man of the Year Award to Walt and Chamber of Commerce. Does the B'nai B'rith give you any awards? Or any of the cattle? Do they give the cattle awards? Don't they usually just give themselves awards? What would this tell you about Walt Disney? It would tell you that he's a Freemason. I can't tell you what he is as a man, whether he has Jewish blood or whatever. I really couldn't say. But I will say that obviously he's in the favor of these Jews, the devil's offspring. That's what you can read between those lines. In 1936, Walt was given the Chamber of Commerce Annual Outstanding Young Man Award, quote-unquote. The establishment's Yale and Harvard universities gave him honorary degrees. Walt Disney biographer Leonard Mosley, who researched Walt Disney for years, as well as writing books on the DuPonts, the Dulles Brothers, and Hirohito, wrote in his book on Walt Disney, okay, I'd prick up your ears, here's what he wrote. The studio publicly machines in the film colony had, as usual, gone out of their way to try to persuade me as a writer for powerfully influential British newspaper, that this was a city of lawless gods and goddesses, full of clean living, sanitized stars. This is what they want the world to know. Remember what he said about the restaurants? It was even more... Now, let me stop right there. Now, see, this brings me to a thought. Remember he's talking now. I can see something that I've seen recently. He talks about... Right here, it says, the studio publicity machines in the film colony had, as usual, gone out of their way to try to persuade me as a writer for a powerfully influential British newspaper that this was a city of lawless gods and goddesses full of clean living, sanitized stars. Now, you heard what Fritz said earlier about these restaurants being meticulously clean, and the people that were working, they were under some kind of mind control. Let me bring you to today. Donald Trump's plane and all of his possessions and everything else must be meticulously, without spot, without blemish. They must be absolutely perfect for a man who is so imperfect, it's unbelievable. Think on those. Chew on that for a little while. It was even more, back to the article, it was even more of a deodorized world at Walt Disney Studio, where the publicity men insisted their boss was faultless, never drank too much, never used a swear word, never lost his temper, never quarreled with his wife or family, never let down a friend, and woe betide, I don't know what that means, and woe betide anyone who tried to suggest otherwise. Members of the resident, foreign, and local press risked their jobs if they dared to write stories inferring that Walt Disney could be domineering, implacable, and unforgiving, as was the case, for instance, before, during, and after the 1941 studio strike. The Disney flax were capable of exerting heavy pressure on editors and proprietors, or through the advertising pages, against anyone who inferred Walt Disney was not the epitome of well-scrubbed and benevolent perfection. See what I'm saying now about Donald Trump? Disney is perhaps the epitome of the Jews' abilities to create images. They have created great images for things Disney, including Walt Disney, Disney movies, and Disney amusement parks. Think about what's been said there. The Jews' abilities to create images. Now, I would say right now, I'm going to comment here again, and let me say this, that images are media-driven. If you've been listening to my current shows, you'll know that I've been talking a lot about what is media-driven. Well, the images or credibility of these images is media-driven. And so, what does the second commandment say? Thou shalt not create any images of anything. You get what I'm saying? You get the point, right? So it says Disney is perhaps the epitome of the Jews' abilities to create images. Hello. Am I reaching you? Are we communicating? I know we are. In some cases, these things have been overrated. In other instances, the sinister side to them has been carefully hidden. In order to make movies that contain the typical smut of Hollywood, sex, and violence, Disney had a sleight of hand and created subsidiaries which Disney runs, which has allowed them to keep their good image. They also never showed the public the hardcore porn that was made for years in secrecy for the elite. Behind Disney's good front lies hard porn, snuff films, white slavery, Jewish mind control, and the seduction of several generations into witchcraft. Now, let me say something right now. By using this word over and over, Illuminati, it's almost like mind control in itself, because what it's doing is it's programming into your mind. This is just me just talking about this off the top of my head. You see, that's the purpose of this. This fellow knows a lot about mind control, and in his book, he's using a technique to draw you away from the Jews and keep telling you that it's the Illuminati. It's the Illuminati. It's the Illuminati. It's the Illuminati. It's not the Jews. It's not the Jews. It's not the Jews. It's the Illuminati. It's the Illuminati. That in itself is mind programming. I want you to understand that. Disney's involvement in these kinds of things will be explained in this chapter. Nobody has sold America witchcraft as well as the Disney brothers. Again, nobody has sold America witchcraft as well as the Disney brothers. Movie after movie has cleverly brought the occult into the warp and woof of American thought, all under the disguise of entertainment. For instance, it was a Disney that brought us cannibalism and told us that it was a triumph of the human spirit, quote unquote. A direct quote from Disney's Touchstone producer, Robert Watts, concerning Disney's movie. Now, this fellow named Robert Watts, what do I see in that name? Have we been talking about light and harnessed electricity? How many watts are in your light bulb? And when you have an idea, the harnessed lightning comes into the light bulb and it can go to a certain amount of wattage. Mr. Robert Watts, you get it? He's a thinking man. He's illuminated. Robert Watts. Concerning Disney's movie Alive, featuring survivors of an airplane crash who turned to cannibalism. I remember this. They were living in a cave or something like that. Under the disguise of entertainment and showing us how triumphant the human spirit was, they subtly promoted cannibalism. Mickey Mouse plays a leading role in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, quote unquote. The Sorcerer's Apprentice. What do the scriptures talk about when they talk about sorcerer, when it talks about sorcerers? And yet, when this author has suggested that Disney movies aren't wholesome, many Christian parents come unglued and have gotten very angry with this author. The deceptive image that Disney movies are wholesome is a triumph in Jewish deception. Now, I had a girlfriend at one point, and when I was in Boston, I had a girl that had a child that she kept on showing Disney movies, and I told her about the different things, and I showed her the phallic, it's a literal penis that's right in the middle of the Little Mermaid or whatever it is. See, a mermaid is an hybrid creature. It's half human and half fish, and it's from myrrh. I believe even in that, the hair was red. Now, she went ballistic. She said, "You're absolutely wrong. You could see the penis right in the middle of it, but she could not see it. It was as obvious as, I mean, anything could be." But she refused. See, it's not that she could not see it. It's that she would not see it. And that's what he's trying to tell you here, is that there's these Christians believe that this Disney thing is a wholesome and wonderful thing. Parents would be surprised what is slipped into cartoons. Oh, here it is. Listen. I didn't plan this. In Disney's The Little Mermaid, quote unquote, the castles are made of sexual organs. In one cartoon, Mighty Mouse is shown without comment, clearly snorting cocaine. Walt Disney Studios chairman Joe Roth. Roth? Do you know what that means? Red. Do you know what kind of a name Roth is? Yes, it's a Jewish name. Walt Disney Studios chairman Joe Roth is in charge of Walt Disney as well as subsidiaries Touchstone, Miramax, and Hollywood Pictures, which were all created to camouflage the Disney production of adult films. Disney operates in a clandestine manner regarding the promotion, distribution, and rating of films produced by their subsidiaries. Disney makes male phalluses into castles. Now, who oversaw this? Listen, Roth oversaw Disney's subsidiary Hollywood Pictures, Evita Film. Evita has as its main star material girl Madonna. Madonna is in reality a mind-control slave who has appeared in numerous underground porn and ritual porn movies. This author has an underground catalog from a porn business that has recently changed its location in business, of business. The catalog offered a film of Madonna performing an actual blood sacrifice. She also was the main actress in Disney's Dick Tracy film, which is reported to be used for mind control. During an Arsenio Hall show, Madonna, who as a guest acted disassociative and was picked up by the cameras during the show kissing her Baphomet ring. I remember seeing that because I remember seeing she brought her Jewish father out. But she claims she's an Italian. But you know what that means. She's an Italian. Disney controls the products that are associated with the movies of their subsidiaries. In Evita's case, they are marketing hats and other items as one more of Disney's countless artificially generated consumerism campaigns. In Ruth Stein's interview of Madonna, Madonna appeared bored with plugging Disney's consumer products. When asked about the tango dresses and hats inspired by Evita that popped up in stores after the film, Madonna said, "Believe me, I have nothing to do with it. Disney is pushing the whole thing." In one interview, Madonna states that she wants her daughter to grow up knowing Catholicism, but she doesn't believe that it would be good for her daughter if Madonna married the father of her child from Lourdes, Carlos Leon. In another interview, Madonna says, "Actually, I'm a very good role model because I say, look, these are my standards." She then goes on to plug homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and single families in the interview. Walt Disney states that it plans to release an album by Danzig, a heavy metal band whose songs contain dark themes. The Disney press release announces on its byline, "Mickey Mouse is going heavy metal." Disney's album, "Black Acid Devil," quote-unquote, was due to hit the music stores on October 30th, 1996, during Halloween time. According to Disney, this music has no satanic references, but does have dark, gothic, and sexual overtones. Glenn Danzig denies that he is a Satanist. Yeah. Like the CIA denied that that was an Illuminati, a CIA front, right? You get what I'm saying? And of course, Disney's very wholesome, right? They promote people like Madonna, who believes in homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and things like that. See? They're very wholesome, the Christians say. B, an overview. Well, I suppose we should just stop at that point, and I should just comment for a little while, and we'll continue on at this point, an overview. You can definitely see, I have seen several cases of Disney cartoons where they are using subliminal messages and very sexual things in their cartoons. And the children, I don't know if the children or even me as a child, when I saw these things, how it affected me, I couldn't really say. It affects some more heavily than others, I'm sure. I haven't been very well affected by these things as far as I know, but there are people that have been affected greatly by these things. So it's just, you know, like anything else. I will say that this world is just one big trap. And it's amazing because the Father shows that he can bring you through all this. You can walk right by these landmines and never be affected by them. And See, this isn't to give you and to make you fear, because no weapon formed shall prosper against you or me. You must understand that. So this is education here, just to show you what's going on and what has been going on even before you were born. This has been going on for a very long time and is still going on today. Disney is still just as active. They're just even more of a violation to all that is good than they were before. So they're a bigger conglomerate as well. And it's run by Jews. Now, that's just the way it is, folks. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I can't, you know, when I set out on this journey towards learning what the truth is in all things, I didn't say, well, it's the Jews and I'm going to prove that. No, I really had no idea that I really didn't even think about Jews. And that's one way I was affected by it. I can tell you that. Is that for some reason, although I was shown the Holocaust in school, I didn't care about it, but I still didn't really become Jew savvy. I had Jew friends as I was growing up and didn't even realize they were Jews until later. It's very interesting, folks. You know, what's great is that when you connect all these dots, you can look back and understand what happened. I'll just mention one thing before I go. Remember this new Jew who just jumped off the bridge? His name was Cappy, his last name. And in the area of the country in Boston where I lived, there was a few locations called Cappy's Liquors. You get it? See, I couldn't have made that connection before Mr. Cappy jumped off the bridge. So thank you, Mr. Cappy, for jumping off the bridge for many reasons, but you've also connected a couple more dots for me. Listen, I'm going to give you a warning. Don't go down the wrong hole.
A man without